Our third panelist is Hwagon Chang. She's the project director for Electronic Clinical Laboratory. I'll bring it to you. Oh, you can have it. The ECLARS, the Electronic Clinical Laboratory Reporting System, and the Communicable Disease Electronic Surveillance System, and the Syndromic Surveillance System. So, Hwagon, take it away.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, I was going to talk about the data source and the flow, the data format, how we transport the data, and how we implement the data certification process for each lab so we can get the production data. And then after we get the production data, how we process in the data, and how we build the front end to share with the users, and then the challenging we deal with, and the partners we interact with. So in 2007, we have a mandate that all the clinical laboratories have to report electronically to Electronic Clinical Laboratory Reporting System, we call ECLARS, for reportable conditions. For general communicable STD, TB, they report it through ECLARS, they goes to New York City Health Department and the local health departments. For HIV, lead, cancer, they come through ECLARS and go to the program area. The lab can send in three type of data format, HR7 or New York State flat file or web entry. And the HR7, we take 231, 23Z, and the 251. We just developed the parser 251, and we are taking the laboratory they participate in the Meaningful Use Incentive Program. The data format, if they can do web entry, directly goes to ECLARS, the data transport, and they can do manual file upload, or they can do automatic process through FINMS. For each lab they want to report it through ECLARS, they have to go through our the laboratory certification process. We have a clinical laboratory evaluation program in the state. They license every lab, they perform tests to New York State residents. And so when they give us a list of the lab they license, and then we check with our ECLARS database, if they are not on the ECLARS database, then we'll contact the lab. And first thing we do is we do needs assessment. We ask the lab, are you performing any reportable conditions? If you are, what's the volume? And then if you have, then depends on the lab, do they want to report in HR7 or ASCII file or web entry. And then we help them to get the user account. And then we do a demo. If they want to report it through FINMS, and then we help them to install FINMS client software on their server. And then we also mail them a laboratory implementation guide. And then we ask them to send a test file to our test site. And then we review the data format, data contents. If they pass, then we ask them to send it to the production site. And when, for general communicable STD and TB, they are supposed to report it to the local health department, so we contact the local health departments and ask the lab to mail the paper reports to local health departments, and we ask the local health department to do certification. They have to check each lab report, compare the paper versus the electronical. The criteria is electronical has to be as good as the paper. They can be better. And then once they approve, then they tell us, then we certify the lab, and then the lab can eliminate the paper reports. Once we get the data, submit the data to the ECLARS, the first thing we do, the system do, is to check for duplicate file and also validate the format. Excuse me. If they get rejected by the system, an email message will go to the lab, and then also our ECLARS help desk. ECLARS help desk will contact the lab to ask them to resubmit the file. If they pass that, then the system will parse the file and then load it into our ECLARS database. Once they get into the eClears database, then we check each record. According to the patient address, we assign to the county of residence. If the patient address is missing, then we go by the provider's address. If provider's address is missing, then we go by the testing lab address. And then we check for duplicate records, and then we determine the program area of each record. We base on if the lab doing the loin SNOMED coding, then we have back end, we have a loin SNOMED mapping table to a disease. Then we decide the program. If they don't do loin SNOMED mapping, they do local codes, then we do the result mapping to decide the program area. If both we don't know, then we go to unassigned, and the help desk will look up the record and assign to a program area. Once they get assigned to the program area, if it's general communicable STD and the TB, if the patient is New York City residents, then the record go directly through FMS to go to New York City Health Department. And for general communicable STD and TB is not New York City resident, they come to the system, will check to see the disease is a priority disease. We have a list of priority disease, and then the system will generate a phone call to local health departments and also to call our eClear staff, and we'll make sure they do follow up on those priority diseases. And for non-general communicable STD and TB, they will go directly to the program area database. So this slideshow, HIV cancer lab go to their own database. And then from their database, they go to, usually I think it's pushed to their program area system. Maybe, I think HIV may pull, I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll go to their program area system. For communicable, they go to an interface table, basically the primary key. And then that key will link to our communicable disease electronic surveillance system. So all the information in the eClears will automatically populate the CEDAS. So when the local health doing their investigation, they don't need to re-enter the information already existing in the eClears. For the front end, we built some functionalities for the users to can access to it. For our local health department in the state, we have a search utility, and the user can just come to our eClears homepage and then to search specific lab reports or specific disease report. And then we also provide the functionality to the labs, because a lot of time the patient address is missing when they report. So we allow 3 days within their when they send us the report, they can update the patient address. And then we also create a report for county and the state to view what the patient address was updated. And then we have active lab report. It's really tell what the status of the certification process on each lab. And then for the local health departments, we have this called official retrieval. It's really, the idea is, before it's a paper, it's whenever we receive in the mail. So this official retrieve is really the date stamp to say this is the date they really look at the record. And then we have also a report of high priority disease lab report. And we also, the back end, we create a lot of admin functionalities like the loin SNOMED mapping tables, and we create this we call mega tool. It's for each loin SNOMED, we map not only to the disease, we also map to the specimen source, the test method, and the test results. And we also have lab checking report and the big QA report is tomorrow. If you are interested, tomorrow morning, Dave DeCesare will do a presentation on that, our big QA module. Challenges. We deal with a lot of New York City records. So we actually talk to New York City all the time, make sure the FMS works. If it's not working, we have to fix it, and they're trying to get every record in real time to New York City. And we communicate with our program area to make sure all the program area are get the data what they are supposed to get, and then also any enhancement, if or any changes, they always talk to our eClairs to help them to get the laboratory data. And also we get Ohio State, New Jersey, Pennsylvania State too. We get their data for those they are New York State residents. We also have their state data. We also doing this data exchange, and we always talk to them too. And for a lot of patients have a missing address, so we have to review those and to assign to the right patient county. And also a lot of time whenever there's a new loin SNOMED codes coming to the system, and then we get an email say this is a new code, and then we'll validate the codes and then add it to our mapping table, and also we'll to add it to the mapping. It will be then next time we'll assign it to the right disease. And a lot of sometimes we get a lab switch vendors, then we have to start all over all the certification process, or sometimes they want to change from the web entry to HR7 format, or change from HR7 to 3 to 251. So every time they change, then we have to go through the certification process. So they have to send up the data to both the test site and the production site until we validate, then they can eliminate one site. And for meaningful use, I think I mentioned earlier, a lot of lab wants to participate in the meaningful use. They have to do HR7 251. So we have a separate process to get them to do a test, and then we put them in queue for the production. So that's just hoping they can get the production data to eClairs, and we have to validate their data too. So the partners we interact with a lot, they are including the commercial and the hospital laboratories. We have blood banks send us data. We have VA hospitals send us data. And the big partner is the New York City Health Department. And we have non-out-of-state, non-New York State partners, and we have our program area subject matter expert, and the big user is our local health department for the general communicable STD and TB. We have over, I think it's over 1,000 users from the local health departments.
Okay. Thank you.